What's up, baby? Back. We are back Monday, June 24th, 2024. My name is Kevin Smith. Thank you all so much for tuning into Loud Majority Live. We have got a jam-packed show for you guys today. It is debate week. It is debate week in America, baby. We are a mere, 3-4 days away from the first presidential debate. We're going to talk about what you guys can expect from that, my predictions for the debate, a preview of what's going to happen with the debate. Came on CNN this morning when Trump spokesperson Carolyn Leavitt was abruptly shut down by Cassie Hunt on CNN. She just turned the interview off right in the middle. Also, crazy Hamas protesters have decided that they're going to now bear spray a bunch of Jews outside of a synagogue in Los Angeles as this continues to escalate. As it continues to escalate, as it continues to get worse and worse and worse. Also, Jamal Bowman, Bernie Sanders and the squad, and some members of the squad had a rally, you could call it, in the Bronx. Over the weekend, it was embarrassing. It was sad. It was not populated by many people. We're going to laugh our asses off about it because why not? I mean, look, I could pull 3,000 people in a parking lot, but Jamal Bowman, AOC, and Bernie Sanders could barely scrape, 200, 300 if I'm being generous. But I'm not going to be generous. To hell with them, because they wouldn't be for me. So, guys, hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. Let's pop this live chat up on the screen. How is everybody doing today? I was off the last couple of days. Big thank you on Thursday for Ryan Mata filling in for me. I was down at the Rock the Country Festival in Mobile, Alabama, one of the nicest places I think I've ever been. It was absolutely gorgeous. I suggest everybody go down there. All these stereotypes about Alabama are not true. We had an absolutely lovely time down there. It was an awful lot of fun. I got to spend some time with my friend, Congressman Matt Gaetz, his wife Ginger, one of his campaign manager. His campaign manager, Joe Valdez. It was absolutely great to be down there. We got to see Jason Aldean, Kid Rock, Brantley Gilbert. It was a hell of a time. The hottest place I've ever been to in my entire life. The single hottest place I've ever been to in my entire life, if I'm being totally honest with you. Do I have the picture? Yeah, well, you know what? Let's pop this picture up onto the screen real quick. Boom, there it is. Here we were at the Rock the Country Festival. Very nice, good stuff down in Mobile, Alabama. It was good to see my old friend Congressman Matt Gaetz there. That was an awesome, awesome time. So, once again, guys, before we get started, hit the thumbs up button to share the video out all over the place as we are getting people in. I know Rumble's been having some issues today. What's happening? Yeah, it's the thumbs up is stuck at 80 at 48. That'll bother me the entire show. But what the hell are we gonna do? Share it out, retweet the video, do what you gotta do. So before we get into the top story today, I'm gonna complain because that's what I do. I complain. I'm gonna complain about Delta Airlines. Delta Airlines, are you listening? I want to thank you for making what should have been a 2.5 hour long flight from Atlanta to New York a 6.5 hour long flight. I spent the evening yesterday circling John F. Kennedy Airport in Queens, only then to be rerouted to Raleigh, North Carolina, so we could refuel and then fly directly back to New York. They said there was a storm here in New York, but there wasn't. As anyone with a weather app could have told you. So I got home yesterday at about 3:30 in the morning. So I'm absolutely exhausted. I've never been so tired in my entire life. Just a heads up. Arthur, thank you for the $5 Rumble rant. As always, thank you. It was one of the worst flight experiences of my entire life. 2.5 hour long flight turned into 6.5 hours. all because Delta, I don't know, doesn't have the ground staff to unload planes or whatever the hell it is they were doing. I got in at about 3:30 in the morning. It was genuinely awful. But the trip itself was absolutely great. The trip itself was absolutely great. So there I am. There's my complaint of the day, Delta Airlines. And moreover, I want to say, as far as giant corporations like Delta goes, congratulations on the corporate consolidation over the past number of years, because now we only have like four or five airlines to even go on. So I couldn't boycott Delta if I wanted to, because let's be honest, we're always going to take the cheapest flight, even if it's on an airline we hate. Unless it's Spirit, I'm not going on Spirit Airlines. I'm not doing that. Where they tie you to the wing and basically make you... where they basically tie you to the wing and hope that you hold on. But, so I want to thank all the corporate consolidation so that most average people do not have any sort of say in their flight experience. I'd also like to thank Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. He's got his finger on the pulse. No one has seen him in months. I don't know what he's doing, but it seems like every single time anyone flies anywhere, they have some sort of an issue. Every time, no matter what, there's always some kind of an issue. So if you were unsure about whether or not you were going to vote for Donald Trump based on who he was going to put in his cabinet, just know that whoever he picks for the Secretary of Transportation will be far better. Far better than Pete Buttigieg. I guess I should just be lucky that the door didn't fly off the plane in the middle of the flight. I guess I should just be happy about that. So, there's my complaint for the day. I just had to get that out of my system. Delta, I hate you. The stewardess on there, who's I know is watching the show right now, because she said she would. You were very nice. I know it's not your fault. It's probably some union crap. Let's be honest. But let's dive into the top story of the day. Dana says it's better than getting kicked off. Yes, which... That's another story for another day. That's another story for another day, Dana. Not doing that now. Not doing that one now. So let's dive into the stories over the weekend. Obviously, there was wild scenes out of Los Angeles over the weekend where pro-Palestinian mobs attacked Jews and journalists in a bloody riot outside of an LA synagogue. Now, I want to make this very clear. I've been accused on this show of being some sort of Zionist shill, whatever the hell that means. I'm not any of those things. But I want to be clear. If anyone praying at any establishment, be it a church, a mosque, a synagogue, is attacked in any way, shape, or form, that is wrong. That is not the way we operate. It's not the way we do things here in America. We just don't do that stuff. However, the radical left in many of these major cities have been treated with kid gloves. Over the weekend, we also found out that DA Alvin Bragg in New York would be dropping all charges against many of the pro-Hamas protesters that took over the University of Columbia, that took over Columbia University, that took over City College NY. Barricaded themselves in buildings, held janitors hostage, chanted death to Jews in New York. Many of them would be let off with absolutely no charges. So why wouldn't pro-Hamas protesters in Los Angeles feel just as emboldened to do the sort of crap like this? On Sunday, a California synagogue was the target, this from the Post-Millennial, during a violent pro-Palestinian demonstration that turned into a bloody riot. Rioters assaulted journalists, deployed chemical sprays, and prevented Jews from entering the house of worship, and brutally beat multiple Israel supporters outside of the synagogue. At least one was left bloodied in video footage. Violent clashes occurred outside of the Adas Torah Synagogue, in Los Angeles, around 1:40 p.m., pro-Palestinian demonstrators surrounded the house of worship and called for a bloody revolution. Jews formed a line in front of the synagogue to protect it, and the LAPD was forced to deploy crowd control munitions to deter the unruly ceasefire agitators, because nothing Nothing says you're a religion of peace like starting a bloody riot. Here were some of the scenes outside of the synagogue as fights broke out all throughout the streets. Naturally, it wouldn't be a left-wing riot, a left-wing protest, if they didn't throw things at cops, hit police officers. I've said it numerous times in my life. I am not opposed, or it is not out of the realm of possibility in my brain to engage in a street fight. That is not, I've done it before, I'll do it again, stuff happens. However, the idea of hitting a cop, of hitting a police officer, is so far out of the realm that it doesn't even, I don't know where these people get the balls to do something like this. Of course, the majority of them are so brave, that they've got to have their faces covered, because nothing says standing up for what you believe in like covering your face while doing it. You all know I'm an advocate of protest. You all know that I am all about getting out there in the streets. However, you want to be violent? You want to call for intifada? Let's see that face. Come on. If you really believe in what you're standing up for, show us who you are. Oh, that's right. Because you're actually not freedom fighters. You're cowards. You're cowards. But that wasn't the worst of it all. Here was a reporter and multiple Jews being bear sprayed in the middle of the streets of Los Angeles.
No, you're not going to do shit.
Are you okay?
Ah!
Do you have any water?
No! Ah!
Are you okay?
No! Ah!
Hey, get your heart rate down. Get your heart rate down. Breathe through your nose. I know it's awful, so we're going to get water soon.
Ah!
We're
going
to flush it, all
right? Do you have water? Get him water!
Get fucking breathe!
Get him water!
Hey, get water. It's all right. Okay. I know it's awful. We're going to get through it, all right?
Ah!
Hey, it's Sean, by the way.
What's up, man?
All right. They're getting you water.
Fuck!
The press is not on your
phone. Mine.
Nobody's on my side.
Hey,
here you go. Don't wipe it. Just let it go.
It's hot.
I know. It's all right. It'll be all right.
This one's cold.
Are you okay? Can't wait.
I'm good. Just hold my shoulder and walk with me, okay? We're getting you off the street. Just walk with me. I'm good. Please don't take a picture, please. Come. Keep walking. I'm good. You're safe in my hand. I'm taking you somewhere to sit.
Thank you.
Okay? You're totally safe. Okay? Okay. In a second, there's going to be a big step.
Are you sure I'm safe?
Not yet. Behind you. Take a step onto a sidewalk.
Are you sure I'm safe?
Yeah, I promise you, you're safe.
The only way you're not safe is if you're going to attack me.
I'm not going to hurt you.
I promise you, you're safe.
Okay, now you're going to sit down.
Ugh.
Now you're going to sit. Take off your bag. Sit back.
That was reporter Cam Higby from, I believe his outlet is Today in America, who got bear sprayed. Look, I want to make it very clear. As somebody who, I've been pepper sprayed before. Pepper, I don't know if pepper spray is worse than bear spray one way or the other, but that sucks. It is one of the worst things imaginable. So, you catch enough of that, you'll go blind. But, you know, religion of peace. Don't ever forget it, guys. Don't ever forget the religion of peace. Violent clashes between the two groups continued, which prompted LAPD riot police to deploy mace on the pro-Palestinian protesters to deter the mob. The situation remains ongoing, and the LAPD has not yet released a statement. It is unclear if any arrests were made. This comes after Hamas recently rejected a ceasefire arrangement proposed by the United States. The conflict in the Middle East, which began on October 7th, we know after a Palestinian Hamas terror group massacred nearly 1,000 Israelis in a terrorist attack that killed multiple women, men, and children. So, of course, this came as excuses after excuses were promoted by members of the left. You see, this is what happens. And for some reason, the left tries to claim that the right doesn't do this, and we absolutely do. We denounce our crazies. We denounce them forthwith and outright. We do it all the time. But the left won't do it. And now these people are starting to become emboldened, and they were starting to see tactics begin to escalate. We're seeing their tactics get more and more violent over and over and over again. And look, it's only a matter of time. You watch. It is only a matter of time until things get significantly worse. And we saw it get even worse at a place that one would not assume you would see these sorts of events. We'll get to that in 1 minute. Before we do that, guys, head on over to lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. That is your home base. That's your mothership. That's your landing pad for all things LFATV related. I believe the shop is still down, but if you guys would like to support the network, you can do so by becoming a monthly donor over at lfatv.us. This is user-generated content, guys. We can't do this without your support. So go to lfatv.us and consider becoming a monthly donor today. Let's pop that live chat up onto the screen. How is everybody doing today? Because we got one more story about violence breaking out at a place one would not think it would. How's everybody doing? Bad Moon, what is going on? Gina Marie, do we know who that was who got pepper sprayed? Yes, his name was Cam Higby. He's an independent journalist from, I think it's Today in America is his outlet. Give him a follow. He's got all of, that's Cam Higby. Texas Deb, what's happening? B. Palumbo, what's happening? Somebody in the chat was at the Rock the Country concert. I don't know who it was, but I ran into you. I saw pictures of you there. Let me know if that was you. Caps, what's going on? Arrow Pink, hello, hello. Guys, make sure you're hitting that thumbs up button. Yeah, Caps, I'll get you that thing right after the show. Shoot me a message, and we'll get it all worked out. R-Star, what is happening? Mama Farish, is that Sean's mom in the chat? I think it is. Mama Deplorable, what's going on? Good to see you in there. Guys, make sure you're hitting the thumbs up button and share the video out all over the place. So, one more acts of violence broke out in Brooklyn. Of course, because, you know, why wouldn't it? When an Arab family attacked a Jewish family at a fifth grade graduation in Brooklyn as they continuously yelled, "Free Palestine." So, it turns out that even a fifth grade graduation has to be interrupted by these terrorists. And I'm calling them terrorists. That's it. This from the post-millennial. A Brooklyn elementary school graduation descended into violence when a Jewish family was attacked by members of an Arab family who shouted anti-Semitic slogans, including Free Palestine, Gaza is ours, and Death to Israel. The incident took place at PS 682 in the Gravesend neighborhood during a fifth grade graduation themed All You Need Is Love. Which is a terrible song, by the way. I want to make that clear. Beatles, one of the most overrated bands ever. Fight me on it. The conflict occurred after the graduation ceremony, which included a student wearing a graduation cap that read Free Palestine and waving a Palestinian flag while they walked across the stage. Right. Right. Now, look. We've seen this stuff break out at colleges and high schools. But can you honestly tell me a 10-year-old, any 10-year-old who understands the complexity of the conflict in the Middle East? Or is that just some parent brainwashing their kids? Or is that just some parent who said, do this, definitely go? The altercation started when Lana, a Jewish mother, and her Dominican Catholic husband, Jonah, began taking pictures of their children. They were then pushed aside by members of by family members of a student with the flag. Lana suggested there was space for both families, prompting the older man to turn and say, Free Palestine. When Jonah responded that it wasn't the time for such a discussion, the man escalated, shouting, Death to Israel and Gaza is ours. Wow. What a thought. Let's extrapolate that a little bit to the larger Middle Eastern conflict. The Jewish family says, guys, there's room for both of us. And the Muslim family goes, no, death to Israel. That's basically the totality of the Israel-Gaza conflict in a nutshell right there. One side says, look, we can both live here. There's room for all of us. While the other side says, there's just room for us. The situation quickly turned physical when Jonah was punched by another man who just, quote, came out of nowhere. He was put in a chokehold and thrown to the ground and beaten by members of the Arab family. Lana was pulled by the hair and knocked to the ground by a person shouting, I will kill you. Seems par for the course. She screamed for the police, but no security was at the event. Two male teachers rushed over to help her break up. Of course, why would there be security at a fifth grade graduation? They're 10-year-olds. What could possibly happen? A dodgeball game gets a little bit out of hand? What could happen that one would think you would need security at a fifth grade graduation in Brooklyn? The couple's 16-year-old son also tried to help and was also punched in the face. The father's injuries were minor, a bit of swelling to his head and his face and his body. He was treated at a local medical center. Lana suffered a gash on her leg and the son ended up with a broken nose. They targeted my family because we're Jewish, the mother said. A graduation event that's supposed to be joyous and memorable turned into a violent and traumatizing one. Ez al-Din Bazar, 26, was the only individual arrested for the event. However, the criminal complaint filed by the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office did not mention his motive. Shocker. Shocker. Lana and Jonah told the New York Post that they were frustrated because the NYPD did not classify the incident as a hate crime. After urging the NYPD to reconsider the decision, a spokesperson clarified that the Hate Crime Task Force was investigating the incident. Now, we all know nothing will come of that. We all know nothing's going to come of that. However, there's going to be an event coming up in Congress, which, I want to be clear, I'm not a big fan of this when it happens, whoever's doing it. I don't know why world leaders, like, why we have to have them come and address our Congress. Not the point. I was annoyed when Zelensky did it. I'll be annoyed when Benjamin Netanyahu does it. I don't really know why that's happening. Not the point. However, next month, Benjamin Netanyahu is set to address a joint session of Congress, and already 100 House Democrats have said they are going to boycott the event. The question is going to be, how will they boycott it? We'll get to that in 1 minute. Before we do, Mike Lindell.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dolphin.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35 or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Guys, head on over to MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD, that's MyPillow.com, promo code L-O-U-D for up to 80% off everything on the website. That's MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. Check out their $25 extravaganza, guys. They're having a huge blowout sale over there. Great gifts for everybody. Giddy up. Let's go. So, next month, Benjamin Netanyahu is set to address a joint session of Congress with over 100 Democrats not in attendance. 100 House Democrats have already said they will be boycotting the event. Now, look, I think it's dumb when foreign leaders come and address our Congress. I don't know why they do it. I know why they do it, but I don't know why it's like an event that we have to care about. I think our Congress is our Congress, and I want to make it clear, just as I was annoyed with the Ukrainian flags being waved in our Congress, I would hope that there would be no flags of other nations being waved in our Congress when somebody else shows up, if I'm being intellectually consistent there, which I try to be as often as I can. We shall see what all comes of that. But that wasn't the only place that the pro-Palestinian crowd showed up. A thing happened in the Bronx this weekend. And and look, it's just funny. It's just funny to see. It makes me laugh knowing that three, as I'm told, the most influential Democrats in elected office here in America can barely draw 300 people. In the exact same place, merely blocks away from where Donald Trump drew 25,000. What does that tell me? That tells me about enthusiasm. That tells me about people wanting to get out. That tells me it's up to us as Republicans to apply that pressure in the Democratic weak spots. I'm going to show you a whole video put together by Alia Scootercast over at freedomnews.tv. They always do a great job. I use their stuff all the time. Make sure you guys give them a follow. That's freedomnews.tv. But there's one video I got to show you. For some reason, AOC decided to, I don't know, have a seizure on stage. I'm not really sure what any of this movement is, but she's 34, I'm 34. I'm sure we probably went to the same nightclubs in New York City. I've never seen anybody make this motion. It is like one dance step away from being Elaine from Seinfeld. Stop doing that. Stop, Jamal Bowman. Just not. I don't know what that jumping was with AOC kicking the leg in the air. It was very odd. But that wasn't the worst of it. Here were the scenes from the event. Not only the pro-Palestinian mobs who showed up, but the lack of people that came out to support Jamal Bowman, AOC, and Bernie Sanders. And for the liberals watching this right now, it was because of the heat. I promise you. I was at Trump's rally in the Bronx. I don't know which one was hotter. I was out of town this weekend. But I can tell you I'd be shocked if it was even remotely as hot and humid at this event as it was at the Trump rally. Here it is.
And every working class person, Israel had the right to defend itself against the terrorist attack. But it does not have the right to go to war against the entire Palestinian people. It does not have the right to destroy or damage 70% of the housing in Gaza. virtually the entire healthcare system. Today in Gaza, patients have no electricity. And what's going on right now, because of the blockage of humanitarian aid, thousands and thousands of children are dealing with malnutrition and face starvation. That is not what the American people...
This is the picture I want you all to take notice of. What is that, 200 people? I've seen more people at a pickup softball game.
What am I supposed to?
Just a heads up, there's going to be some foul language here as Jamal Bowman acts like a tough guy with his sleeves all rolled up like he's hard.
Dude, you coming after me. You coming after my family. You coming after my children. I'm not supposed to fight back. I'm not supposed to fight back. We going to show them who the fuck we are. While U.S. tax dollars kills babies and women and children. It's about the grace of our humanity. It's about the love of each other and the love of our humanity. That is what this is about. And so we cannot let AIPAC or anyone else take our humanity. This is about our nothing. Nothing that AIPAC can do is going to stop our liberation. Nothing. They have already lost.
And I want to be clear about that whole thing, about how, first off, how ridiculous that is. Because you see, here's what happens when you cater to your most radical wing. Is that they never stop. Do you think the people that were at the beginning of that video that were chanting against AOC and chanting genocide and saying KKK and a word I'm not going to use, do you think that there is anything that Jamal Bowman, AOC, or Bernie Sanders could do that would make those people go, okay, we're done now? There's nothing they could do. So what should we do? What should you be doing? What should I be doing? We should be seizing on this moment. Oftentimes in the media, we will hear things like Republicans pounce whenever there is a radical left-wing Democrat movement. Republicans pounce. Yeah, it's up to us to pounce. It absolutely is. I've long said I'm on the side of Israel in this conflict, and I make no qualms about that. I don't think we should be paying for it. I think if they want to buy our weapons, feel free to buy them. However, you don't get to start a war and then throw your hands up in the air and go, no, 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 ceasefire. Once you start getting your ass kicked, you don't get to do that. And for anyone out there who wants to say, yeah, look, don't get me wrong. The death of civilians in war is terrible. It absolutely is, and I will never condone that, ever. However, anybody that thinks that, like, only combatants die in war is not living in reality. War is disgusting. War is bloody. War is hell. And that's why I don't think war should ever start. And I've long said that I think Israel needs to hurry this thing up. Clear out Hamas. Do everything possible to avoid civilian casualties. 100%. I don't want to see civilians die anywhere. But the fact remains is that there is nothing the Democrats can do to appease their radical left. Nothing they can do. They're out there protesting Jamal Bowman, AOC, and Bernie Sanders. Is there anyone further to the left than them? I'll tell you who is. Dr. Cornel West, who's running for president, who a lot of those people are going to write in. And all I can say is good. Good. Because I fully support democracy. And I will never tell anyone, right or left, to vote for someone that they don't believe in. So if you are a member of that radical left, of the pro-Hamas crowd, and you are upset with Joe Biden over his stance with it, in terms of Israel-Gaza, then I suggest you stay home. Because I don't think you should vote for someone that you don't believe in. Particularly if you live in Michigan or Minnesota or Pennsylvania, particularly if you live in those areas. And we're going to talk about Minnesota in just 1 second. Before we do, guys, I want to talk to you about my friends over at AmmoSquared.com. Guys, AmmoSquared.com was founded in 2015 by husband and wife team Dan and Danielle Morton. They are a pro-2A, pro-America, pro-personal freedom, and, of course, pro-Trump company. And they help you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. Your ammo grows slowly over time and is stored for free while it builds up, and you can get it shipped out whenever you want in just 1 to 2 business days. That's why they have over 30,000 loyal customers all over the country, because they are the only true set it and forget it way of ammo purchasing. Just pick your caliber, set your budget, and select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Ammo builds up over time and is delivered automatically whenever you want it. It is a very budget-friendly way to build up a stockpile of ammunition, and it's totally customizable. You can buy as little as you want every month or as much, like an ammo 401k or an ammo savings account. Set it up and have your ammo for a rainy day, because when in 2015 and 2020, when store shelves went empty, do you know who didn't have trouble getting ammunition? The 30,000 Ammo Squared customers. So go to AmmoSquared.com and you AmmoSquared.com/LFA. I'm sorry. AmmoSquared.com/LFA. Make sure you use that /LFA so they know that we sent you. Guys, go to AmmoSquared.com. That's AmmoSquared.com. So Donald Trump continues his march through the swing states. This Friday, Donald Trump will be holding a rally in Virginia, a state that he is running neck and neck with Joe Biden in, which is going to be huge. Many people, obviously, do not trust the voting systems in places like DeKalb County, Maricopa County, Clark County, in the various swing states. However, if we're able to start making inroads in places like New Jersey, Virginia, New Hampshire, Minnesota, which we'll get to in a minute, if we're able to start making inroads there and one or two of those flip, that changes the electoral map in a total, total way. Not to mention the Senate map, which, you know, we speak about quite often. Well, Donald Trump may already have Minnesota in the bag, according to a recent poll from Town Hall. Former President Trump may have a chance to turn this blue state red. According to new polls, Trump is in the lead to secure Minnesota, resulting in the Biden campaign panicking over the president's diminishing chances in November. An Emerson College poll found that Donald Trump holds a slight advantage over Joe Biden in 6 swing states, and they are tied in Minnesota at 45 each. Quote, in our first polling in several key swing states, since Donald Trump's conviction last month, there has been little movement. Spencer Kimball, the executive director of Emerson Polling, said in a recent memo from the Trump campaign revealed that it is expanding ground to Minnesota after it signed 8 leases for Trump Force 47 offices in Minnesota. 47, of course, signifying the next president, the 47th president, which Donald Trump would be with a victory. The addition of Minnesota and Virginia to the electoral map opens up at least 12 additional pathways to 270, the memo said. The number of electoral votes needed to win. If Trump takes home the gold in Minnesota, he would be the first Republican to win the state since Richard Nixon in 1972. How many people watching this were even alive in 1972? In 2016, the former president came close to securing the state, but lost it to Hillary Clinton. Pollster Frank Luntz said the media undermining Trump's triumph in Minnesota shows that the media does not understand what is happening in the political landscape regarding the polls. Frank Luntz, who of course is no friend of the president, as a matter of fact, he used to be roommates with Kevin McCarthy, said, I don't think the media understands exactly what's going on out there. Yes, Trump dropped a few points after being found guilty on the felony counts, but remember this, that would have destroyed any candidate 10 years ago. And the fact that Donald Trump is even still within, and in some cases, leading Joe Biden after being found guilty of 34 felonies? Despite the Democratic National Committee investing more than $500,000 in Minnesota for staff, technology, outreach, emails, fundraising, data, operation infrastructure ahead of the election, Biden's chances to win the Gopher State look incredibly weak. Look incredibly weak. Opening up all new paths for victory. And what's it going to be? What's it going to come down to? Comes down to what we started the show off with today. Today is debate. It is debate week. Joe Biden will be spending an entire week preparing for a 90-minute debate. Now, I've got some questions. I've got some questions here. If Joe Biden is spending a week preparing for the debate, who is running the country? He's been camped out at Camp David for the last several days leading up to this debate, while Donald Trump is out in Philadelphia getting cheese steaks with giant crowds at Temple University. Donald Trump going to the cities, going to the places that Republicans don't normally win. If Donald Trump's going to do it, there's no excuse why we can't do it. As a matter of fact, for my New York crowd, I've got a call later tonight about how we can start engaging voters in Brooklyn and Queens. Let's do it. Giddy up. Let's go. We got a long summer. We got a long fall. I've long said that Donald Trump, when he secures the popular vote for the first time a Republican president has done that since 2004, it is going to be because of the traditionally blue states coming out in big numbers for Donald Trump. I'm talking New York. I'm talking Oregon. I'm talking Washington and Colorado and California. If we can start adding some voters, which we're going to do, we've mapped out a formula on how to do it here in the Empire State, here on Long Island. And I can't wait to expand that to the New York City Young Republicans in the 5 boroughs. Let's get big numbers in Staten Island. Let's peel some percentages in the Bronx. Yonkers, you want us there? We're coming, baby. And it's all going to come down to what happens this week, because Biden's debate prep apparently includes a physical test. People think it's not going to go well. No wonder why Biden's team has departed so early for Camp David for debate preparations. The White House summoned all top Democratic strategists and advisors to ready the president as best they could against former President Trump before they could even review any of their attack lines and sound bites touting the administration's little legislative record. They need to ensure that Biden can stand for an hour and a half. That's not a good thing for the president, even though we've been told that he's sharp as a tack. I don't even know, you know, this is what Democrats will do. They will always oversell. Like when they say this was the most secure election in history. We know it wasn't. Joe Biden is sharper now than he's ever been. Really? Is he really? even if you believe Joe Biden still has somewhat of his mental faculties together, sharper than he's ever been? I don't think so. I genuinely don't think so. But we got to see a little preview of what to expect from the CNN debate just today on CNN, which we'll get to in 1 minute. Before we do, guys, head on over to OFPFarms.com. That's OFPFarms.com. And use promo code LFA15. Guys, OFP Farms is your premier goat farm anywhere in America. You can get all your lotions and your salves, your balms and your soaps, all that good stuff. I got the Goat Kiss and Smack Lip Balm, and I love it. Ah, lips are softer than ever, baby. They've been a longtime sponsor of this network, and we always support them. You guys support them as well. Guys, go to OFPFarms.com and pick up one of their phenomenal gift baskets for anyone in your life, birthdays, anniversaries, all that good stuff. Guys, get your ladies some stuff, all right? Go to OFPFarms.com and use promo code LFA15. That's promo code LFA15 at OFPFarms.com. So we got to see a little taste of what's going to happen at the CNN debate just this morning as CNN abruptly takes Trump campaign spokeswoman off the air in the middle of an interview as the network is set to host the debate. CNN abruptly cut off Trump campaign spokesperson Carolyn Leavitt from the air Monday morning, just days before the network is set to host the first presidential debate between her boss and Joe Biden. Anchor Casey Hunt pulled the plug just minutes after the interview got underway after asking Leavitt what former President Trump's strategy was when they take the stage in Atlanta. She said President Trump is well prepared ahead of Thursday night's debate. Unlike Joe Biden, he doesn't have to hide away and have his advisors tell him what to say. Donald Trump knows what to say, she started. The spokeswoman then noted that the debate stage would likely be a hostile environment for her boss and accused the CNN debate anchors, the debate moderators, Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, of biased coverage against him in the past. That's why Donald Trump is knowingly going to a hostile environment on this very network, on CNN with debate moderators who have made their opinions about him well known for the past 8 years in their biased coverage of him. Hint immediately fired back that her colleagues were professionals before playing a slew of prepared clips showing the former president making comments about what he's expecting from the moderators. Here was that video.
Did themselves as professionals, as they have covered campaigns and interviewed candidates from all sides of the aisle. I'll also say that if you talk to analysts of debates previous, that if you're attacking the moderators, you're usually losing. So I really want to focus in on what these two men are going to do and say when they stand on the stage. Now, we have a little bit of what Donald Trump, your boss, has said in trying to set expectations for this debate. I want to play a series of his comments, and then we'll talk about it. Watch.
Maybe I'm better off losing the debate. I'll make sure he says I'll lose the debate on purpose. Maybe I'll do something like that.
I assume he's going to be somebody that will be a worthy debater.
Should I be tough and nasty and just say you're the worst president in history? Or should I be nice and calm and let him speak?
So he's basically saying there, well, will I let Joe Biden win? It does seem as though many Republicans have set the bar very low in terms of arguing that Joe Biden is basically senile. Now you have people like Doug Burgum coming out and saying, well, President Biden's very accomplished, trying to set expectations in a different place. What do you expect from Joe Biden?
Well, first of all, it would take someone 5 minutes to Google Jake Tapper, Donald Trump, to see that Jake Tapper has consistently frequently likened President Trump to Adolf Hitler.
Ma'am, I'm going to stop this interview if you continue to attack my colleagues. I would like to talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who you work for.
Yes.
If you are here to speak on his behalf, I am willing to have this conversation.
I am stating facts that your colleagues have stated in the past.
Okay,
now, as
I'm
for
sorry,
this
guys.
Debate,
we're going to come back out to the panel. Caroline, thank you very much for your time. You are welcome to come back at any point. She is welcome to come back and speak about Donald Trump, and Donald Trump will have equal time to Joe Biden when they both join us now at later this week in Atlanta for this debate. Our thanks to Caroline. John.
So he's welcome to come on as long as he says whatever we want him to say. As Carolyn Leavitt was cut off, of course, you got to see the clip You got to hear Karen Levitt talk about how Jake Tapper has compared Donald Trump to Hitler, which blows my mind because this is what the Republican National Committee has always done, and it's driven me insane. Every single debate, every single debate, it's with some moderate mainstream media source that obviously hates the president. Could you imagine, just for a second, the Democratic National Committee ever agreeing to a debate where the moderators were Ben Shapiro, Dan Bongino, and Tucker Carlson? So I don't know why the Republican National Committee agrees to debate moderators with like Jake Tapper and Lester Holt, Dana Bash, Kristen Welker, people who pushed the Russia collusion hoax for years, people who pushed the Russian pee tape for years, the people who are still out there looking for the Malaysian airliner or those two white guys that jumped Jesse Smollett. Yet these people get praised. Oh, they're so brave. That's exactly what you're going to see in this debate. No question about it. No question about it at all. They're just going to cut Donald Trump's mic off, and I hope they do. I hope they do, because you know what? There are two ways Donald Trump can go in this debate. He can come out and be aggressive and be a fighter and yell and scream and make fun of Hunter Biden for being a crackhead, or he can just let Joe Biden talk. I think he's got to let Joe Biden talk. All Donald Trump needs, all he needs, and this, look, I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could do it physically. But all Donald Trump needs is one moment in this debate where Joe Biden says something like "Truanan on Shabbat of pressure," or "Bada calf care," or just zones out in the middle of a sentence and just goes, "Never mind, time's up. Never mind." All he needs is one of those, and he's got to look over at Joe Biden and just go, "What the hell did he? Does anyone know what he's talking about?" And that'd be the election right there, showing that Joe Biden clearly does not have his mental faculties. However, what we've done on the Republican side is we've set the bar so low for Joe Biden that it's going to look like a win for him if he just comes out on the stage and doesn't die. And look, as long as Joe Biden doesn't trip going up the stairs or have one of his Truanan on Shabbat of pressure moments. Name that movie. All he's got to do is not have that. He's got to just not have his teeth fall out. Because we know what Joe Biden's going to do. We know what Joe Biden's going to do. I tell you what, I'll make you guys a deal. If you watch a debate, every time Joe Biden says the word felon, take a shot. You'll be dead in like 15 minutes. Because that's all he's going to do. He's going to talk about January 6th. He's going to talk about abortion. He's going to call him a felon. And that's going to be the entire debate strategy. Because they have no legislative agenda to run on. They haven't done anything for you. They spent $1 trillion on an infrastructure bill. Yet I don't see one thing that got built. Not one. Not a bridge. Not a road that got fixed. I don't see any of it. Moreover, this is one of the first times in American history that we can actually compare the 4 years of a president to the 4 years of a president. And you know your life was better pre-COVID. It just was. Shout out Andy Whitman in the chat. Miss you, Andy. I'm going to text you after the show. I got something you're going to like. Guys, hit the thumbs up button, share the video out all over the place. I got one more clip of Andrew Cuomo being honest, which I saw that. My head almost exploded. Before we get to that, guys, head on over to loudmajorityusa.com. That's loudmajorityusa.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Check out our shop. That is the best way to support this show and everything we've got going on over here. If you guys go to the shop, you can use promo code SPRING to get 30% off everything on the website. That's promo code SPRING to get 30% off everything on the website. Also, if you've already gotten all your stuff, consider becoming a monthly donor over here at the Loud Majority. Look, we need your help, guys, all right? for all these street fairs and all these voter registration drives. It's not cheap. It's not easy to put together. Everything you guys donate and buy to the show goes directly back into the movement. So go to loudmajorityusa.com. That's loudmajorityusa.com. Use promo code SPRING to get 30% off. As we wrap up the show today, Andrew Cuomo was on Bill Maher over the weekend and said a sentence that it is amazing to me now that the Cuomo brothers are out of the spotlight and they're out of elected office and they're off TV for the most part. It's amazing how honest they have all decided to be. Here was Andrew Cuomo saying the quiet part out loud, something that you know, something that I know. However, it's something that Bill Maher's audience probably doesn't know. And this is probably the first time they've heard him say anything like this before. And it's about breaking through that wall. Here's Andrew Cuomo talking about the conviction in New York.
The trial in New York, the one he got convicted for, was the greatest fundraising bonanza
yes.
ever. He was lagging behind Biden, and now he's pulled quite a bit ahead. That trial was the greatest reason people
yes.
had to send their checks for five, 10, 25, whatever dollars to Donald Trump. So
yep.
I was always with you on the one in New York, the hush money trial. I don't think they should have brought that one. It was just always gonna look like a sex case, and people were always just gonna look at it that way. So anyway,
that case, the attorney general's case in New York, frankly, should have never been brought. And if his name was not Donald Trump and if he wasn't running for president, I'm the former AG in New York. I'm telling you that case would have never been
right.
brought. And that's what is offensive to people. And it should be, because if there's anything left, it's
no.
belief in the justice system.
They're going to be running that on a commercial left and right until the day before Election Day. So, Andrew Cuomo, hats off to you, brother, for being honest. Guys, it's 2 o'clock. I want to thank everybody so, so much for tuning in. Make sure you hit the thumbs up button on the way out the door. If you're new to the channel, hit the follow button. Hit the subscribe button. Rumble.com/LFATV for the best damn political news anywhere in the world. Period, guys. We are live 8 a.m. to midnight every single day, bringing you guys the content you want. Guys, stay tuned for Matter of Fact coming up next right here on this network. Until tomorrow, everybody, stay loud.